Here's Rivera, sidearm pitch, swung on and fouled away. 0-1 the count. Fouled up along the third baseline to that protective netting. So 0-1, the sun is starting to set and creating a shadow up along the third baseline. Rivera sets. And being picked off, the throw to second, though, not in time. Matthews ran to second, and the throw from first to second was low. And so for Rivera, he had the move that he wanted on Matthews. But unfortunately, Lawrence on the throw to second with Deanhart covering was low. And so now on the next pitch, now Velez hit. So Vela is hit by the pitch. And so with Matthews at second, at first is Dusty Vela, and can you believe it? That is now the third time tonight that Dusty Vela has been hit. Three plate appearances, three hit by pitches, and I'm not sure if you can call Vela lucky or unlucky. Three plate appearances, and he's been hit all three times. And now Rivera is going to come out of the game, and now into the game we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, and that is going to be Jared Habellum, who's going to move from second to pitcher. And moving out, I guess, to left field now will be Rivera. And then another player is going to come out. So we'll get the substitutions in order, but it'll be Jared Habellum going to pitch the right-hander when we return here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fourth inning, we are still with no outs, and we have Jared Habellum in to pitch for the Rosebuds, who trail the Reading Colt 45s 4-0 as Hunter Reed comes to bat. And so for Reed, looking to flex his power, hit 11 home runs during this past college season. Here's Habellum, first pitch is swung on, drilled hard into left field. Back it goes to the warning track, and it's off the dirt into the wall. In comes Matthews, in comes Vela, a stand-up double for Hunter Reed, and it's now 6-0. Reading Colt 45s. So for Matthews and Vela, who were sort of following each other, I guess Matthews got a late jump on it, so you could almost sort of see them following each other almost 2 feet apart, but both men able to cross home plate safely. And meanwhile, for Hunter Reed now 2 for 2, a single and a two-run double to set up Giacomo Crosetti, who takes inside and low for ball one. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, swung on and grounded to short. Oh, took a bad hop, and that hit the face of Dean Hart, and hopefully he is okay. Ouch. That did not feel good. Man, it was just in the neighborhood trying to make a throw to first, and that ball hit the dirt. Must have hit a rock or something, but it deflected, hit his face, but he will stay in the game. Crowd giving him a round of applause. Oh, man, that was scary. So for Dean Hart, unfortunately charged with the error. And now here is Mason Johnson with runners at the corners. Singled in the first, flew out his second at bat in the sixth, in the second inning. The pitch to Johnson, taken low for ball one. Longacker giving look over to first to Crosetti. So Crosetti at first. At third is Reed, 6-0. Colt 45 is here in the fourth, still with no outs. 1-0 pitch is taken low. Knees to calves, and that was at the Cavs. 2 balls and no strikes. Dan Boutwell behind the plate. First, we have Darren Wheat and then Bob Shortridge at third. Those are the umpires. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, lifted into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. In comes Reed to score. And then Crosetti trying to stretch from second to third is thrown out in center by Parnell. One away. Nice throw by Parnell as Crosetti must have gotten a bad read on it. It was a soft single into left field, but attempted to take third, and Parnell left him out to dry. So now here is Trey Thomas. So Johnson will at least get one run batted in for his trouble. On one to Thomas. Oh, one is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Change up by Habellum. No balls and two strikes to count. The Reading Colt 45s now lead 7-0 here with only one out. Habellum sets, winds and delivers. Fastball, strike three called, and down goes Thomas. So Thomas strikes out for the second time tonight, and that will bring up Higuchi. So, Higuchi. The pitch, fastball, down and away for ball one. So, 1 ball, no strikes. Pretty humid day with the cloud cover here in Reading. 1-0 pitch, swung on, rolled up to third, backhanded there by Kitchen, who throws the first in time to Lawrence, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s add 3 more runs on an RBI double from Hunter Reed and then an RBI single from Mason Johnson. 3 runs on 3 hits, a man left, and we go to the top of the 5th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the fifth inning we go. We just had the pizza race, and two boys and two girls just went at it trying to juggle the pizza, and now we're in the top of the fifth inning. Dylan Cabral working well, pitching a shutout through four, delivers a little low, and away for ball one to Colby Button, who takes inside now. Or 2-0 pitch is down and away for ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Cabral, and again, just his grandfather, Monte Carmona, 3-0 pitch, swung on in a high chopper up the middle. Cates there, throws the first in time for the out. What a play from Drew Cates. A hard chopper up the middle, able to spear. Jump and throw for out number one. And now here is Jared Hebelin, who started off as the second baseman and now in the pitch. Fastball is taken down and in the dirt for ball one. So Cates showing off that athleticism. That was a hard hit ball off the bat of Button, right over second base, and able to run in front, throw on a jump, and able to take care of Button. 1-0 now to Hebelin. One oh pitch from Cabral, who delivers away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. Cabral, heel set. Lined in, delivered. 2-0 pitches. Down from the dirt for ball three. That's now ball four. So, Hebelin aboard. Three walks issued by Cabral. And now here comes the most popular guy in town, the beer batter, center field. So I guess the most popular guy in town right now, if you're playing baseball, is Chuck Parnell. Cabral delivers a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Cabral looking in. He'll set. He'll wind in fire. 0-1. Fastball is up at the ribcage for ball one. So one ball, one strike, one out. 7-0 Reading Colt 45s, who scored four runs in the first inning, capped off by a two-run single by Giacomo Crosetti. And then in the fourth inning, the Reading Colt 45s struck again, capped off by a two-run double from Hunter Reed. 2-1 the count. Cabral to Parnell. delivers, swung on, grounded back to second for one. No, there won't be a play. It was bobbled by Vela, and everybody's saved. That'll go as an error. As Chuck Carnow, the man of fortune, reaches base for the second time today. Over to second is the pitcher, Habellum. And now here's Jackson Kittren. So that should have been a tailor-made 4-6-3 double play, but instead Vela on the attempt to toss, mishandled the transition. First pitch by Kittren is grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Fires across the read in time for out number two. Over to the third goes Habellum. Into second goes Parnow. Two away. And that will bring up James Pets. So, I guess if you're somebody who searches for the discount deal, I guess you're going pretty dry right now. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Oh, man, that was right in my direction. I thought I had a play on it. Instead, it deflected off the net. I don't think I've had a ball hit to these one-plus season of announcing Reading Cold 40 Guys. I'm hoping I get one soon, though. That'd be pretty cool. 0-1 is a sinker on the outside corner for strike number two to Pets. Cabral working well. Allowed the walk to Habellum, and then Parnow reached on an error at second. 0-2. Cabral. He'll set and deliver. 0-2 pitch. Waved at him. Mr. Strike three. There was that slider, and down goes Pets. That is now eight strikeouts. Dylan Cabral in five innings working. He gets high fives in the dugout. No runs, no hits, two men left. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and Mason Cassingham to lead things off. Cassingham's grandfather, Mike Dellis, speaking of which, his grandfather played with his now teammate, former coach, Dylan Cabral's grandfather. So now let's see how Cassingham will do from the left side after going 0-2 on the right side. Bounced back of first, and then reached on an error in the third inning. First pitch swinging, that ball is lifted into left field. Going back and making the catch is Spencer, and there's one away. So Mason Cassingham on the first pitch he sees, flies out to left, and that will bring up Drew Cates. So Cates, who struck out looking twice, is 0-3 on the day, looking for his first base hit. Made a nice defensive play in the top half of the fifth. Now trying to translate defense to offense. Righty on lefty matchup. Fastball is taken inside and low for ball one. One ball and no strikes the count. Happy Memorial Day weekend to all of those listening, and especially to our veterans who have sacrificed so much for this country. Men like Cabral's grandfather. And of course, we have a handful of veterans in the crowd today as well. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 pitches in at the knees for ball three. And so, Cates looking to get aboard for the first time tonight. He'll be followed by Luke Matthews, who's 2-for-3 with two singles and two runs scored. Takes inside for ball four. A four-pitch walk issued to Cates. And now here is Matthews. And then if Matthews gets aboard, it'll be depending on who you, what you think about the man of misfortune or fortune, Dusty Vela. So Vela on deck. Hasn't recorded a single at-bat yet, but he's been hit three times. Three plate appearances, no at-bats, reached three times. It's Matthews' turn, though. The right-hander takes a pitch on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-0 Reading Colt 45s. If you are just joining us against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. 0-1 pitch, swung on and grounded to third. The turn to second for one. The throw to first, not in time. Nice play there by Kittren. Quick glove, able to scoop and throw. And I'm guessing that that new man is Pett, since Cabellum is now the pitcher. Pett's coming in from right field. Now to second, two away. And now here is Vela. Vela takes on the outside corner, and that is a strike. 0-1. That might be the first strike that he's probably seen all day. 0-1, hit by a pitch three times. Now trying to hit the ball. 0-1 inside. We could see this scenario again, and I didn't think I'd see it twice, let alone in consecutive years. I'm really trying to put a jinx on this whole hit-by-pitch thing. Hate to admit it. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner for ball two, and Cabellum has been charged with a balk. And the reason why he balked, by the way, was because he went to quick pitch and never even came into his set. Almost like he kind of sidestepped off the mound and almost like he was thrown to his catcher, but without actually trying to attempt to make a pitch. That was weird. Balk issued to second. Goes Matthews. 2-1 is waved out of Mr. Strike 2. One ball and two strikes the count. Cabellum looking into his catcher and sets. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. Runner goes. Strike 3 called, and down goes Vela. So not only is he hit by a pitch, but he strikes out looking as well. No runs, no hits, a man left. And at the end of five innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-0 here on 96.5, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-6216. 0724 for takeout, or stop by Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. And by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape, rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Laux Landscape Supply. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
And we are back for the top of the sixth inning, and Ryan Davis now in to pitch. The right-hander listed at around 6 foot four delivers down and away for ball three. So three balls and no strikes the count. Davis rocks and delivers. 3-0 pitch is taken high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk in by Ryan Davis, who was born and raised in Yuba City, California, attended Butte College, and so now here is Ignatius Lawrence. So talking with Davis as he delivers inside for ball one. I don't know how you describe a person as being boring, because everybody has a story, but he says, I'm the most boring person probably on this team. Well, I doubt that, because he's got this very, very well-brushed and manicured mustache. So he's got that going for him. He's also 18 years old, attended Sutter High School, and was an offensive lineman. And that Sutter team, before going to the CIF, Sac Joaquin section, was a powerhouse in the northern section for football. As he delivers his first strike to Longacker, to Ignatius Lawrence. Longacker is at first. 2-1 is missed away. So ball three is, so Ryan Davis getting a chance to work on his command. Here for the Reading Colt 45s after five innings of shutout work by Dylan Cabral. 3-1 pitch is fouled away. Three balls, two strikes, 7-0 Reading Colt 45s. Davis getting his work in. Into Cassingham, and he'll set. Winds in, delivers. 3-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt for both. Actually, I thought it might have gone off of Cassingham's glove trying to frame that pitch, but instead another walk issued. So two straight walks issued by Ryan Davis, and that will set up Eric Spencer. So the Colt 45s, who ran away with the game on Friday night, won 13-1, holding on to a 7-0 lead. Davis delivers, pitch is taken on the outs, or swung and missed at the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So, Davis works in the low 80s, fastball, curveball, and changeup. Just saw that change right there. Delivers another change in there for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Corner's playing 4 feet off the base. 0-2 is missed away. So you have Reed about 10 feet off the bag, and over a third is Johnson, 3 feet off the bag. Back up. Throw to second, and dropping the ball is Cates, and into third goes Longacker, into second goes Lawrence. So Cassingham trying to backdoor pick the lead runner. And I'm not sure if Cates just lost the ball sort of in that sun, but plucked it off his glove and caromed into center field. And so now, for the Rosebuds, who have something cooking offensively for the first time, it seems, all weekend, 2-2 pitches a curveball that stays a little high, says the home plate umpire. Three balls and two strikes, Boutwell not pulling the trigger. 3-2 pitch. There it is, the trigger, and Dan Boutwell pulls it. Strike three called. Down goes Spencer. Nice job there from Ryan Davis, able to come back and get a strikeout after issuing two walks. And so for Davis, attends Butte College. Says he drives a 2002 GTI Volkswagen, which I'm not a car guy, so I don't know, I just go by the colors. First pitch is swung on, popped up on the infield in foul territory, making the catch on the dead run is Reed, and there's out number two by the visiting dugout. Nice play from Reed, showing off the speed. He had Cassingham in the area, but Reed had the angle and was able to run down the first pitch fly ball, and with two outs, that will bring up Colby Button. So Chase Deanhart quickly out, and now here's Button. Button struck out his first appearance in, and then grounded to short in the fifth. 1-0. Davis delivers a little low for ball two. From the same hometown as Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim catcher Max Stasi. 2-0 hit, swung on. There's a high fly ball into left field. That's going to go foul and out of play into the third base club. So two balls and one strike. The young children running after, trying to get the souvenir. 2-1. 2-1 pitch is the slider that misses away for ball three. So for Davis right now with two outs, trying to keep the shutout intact. He sets, winds in, delivers. 3-1 pitch is just a little low and away for ball four off the plate. And so now the bases are loaded. Three walks issued by Davis to set up pitcher Jared Pibellum. Here's the pitch to Hebelin, tailing away for ball one. Davis, he'll set, wind and deliver. 1-0 pitch is down the middle for strike one. Davis describes himself as being a barbecue guy, likes to cook chicken and burgers, says he's probably the best at cooking chicken. 2-1-1 pitch is lifted into shallow center field. Coming in on the run, making the catch is Luke Matthews, and that will end the inning. So despite three walks and having the bases loaded, the Santa Rosa Rosebuds have nothing to show for it as Hebelim flies out. No runs, no hits, bases left chucked, and at the end of 5.5, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-0 here on 96.5, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go. Glad you could join us here as the Reading Colt 45s lead 7-0 here at Tiger Field, which is celebrating its 100th anniversary. So for Tiger Field, it has been a fixture in this community since 1923. Was home to the Reading Browns, a minor league affiliate in the West Coast long before there were the San Francisco Giants or even the San Francisco Seals for that matter. There was the Reading Browns. So to the bottom of the sixth inning and leading off will be Hunter Reed. So Reed is 2-for-2 on the day. Singled, walked, and then hit a 2-run double in his last at bat in the fourth inning. Takes away for ball one, and the count is 1-0. Pitch is taken away, so 1-1 to count to Hunter Reed. Giacomo Crosetti on deck. 1-1 pitch, bounce in the dirt for ball two. So 2-1 after the first pitch strike from Hebelum. Looking into Reed. He'll set and one. The 2-1 pitch swung on and fouled back. So plenty of sunshine still. Those new LED lights have not turned on lately. So 2-2. Pretty quick game, all things considered, with I guess we now have to say old school baseball rules. Are we dating ourselves, Tyler? Man. 2-2. Unlimited pickoffs. No worry about how many seconds you have on the clock before you throw it. 2-2 pitch is strike 3 called. Reed knew it and down he goes. And so now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So Crosetti, the right-hander, the right-handed hitter who singled in the first inning, drove in 2 runs, walked, and then reached on an error at short. Takes at the knees for strike 1. 0-1 the count. Hebelum. Here's Corsetti. Drives one into deep right field. Back it goes to the corner, and it's off the warning track and off the wall. Into second goes Corsetti. He's steaming to third with the triple. Giacomo Corsetti on an 0-1 pitch. Man, talk about an Oppo taco. That was an Oppo combo burrito. Sponsored by Raliberto's Taco Shop. Got an 0-1 pitch. That was up. Drove it hard into right field. And then, for good measure, unable to get a beat on it, was Pets. Even if he had read that perfectly, it still would have been a triple. Hit it to the corner of the yard. And for Corsetti, having himself a solid game today. Now 2-for-3. But two runs batted in, and now here's Mason Johnson, who takes a strike on the inside corner. Now 0-2. Hebelum. He'll look in and come to his set. Lines in, delivers. 0-2 pitch. Fastball is taken a little bit outside for ball one. Pointing at him, though, is his catcher Long Acker, saying just like that. Two up in the next inning will be the beer batter for the Rosebuds. 1-2 pitch is a slider. Swung on and missed for strike three. Breaking away and then chonking at the dirt. Johnson couldn't hold up. Down he goes. So, that's now four strikeouts in the 1 2/3 inning of work. Or, excuse me. Owen won the count. Now to Trey Thomas. Hebelum. He'll set. Winding deliver to Thomas. Pitch is swung on. Hit hard to the right side, but over there to gobble it up is Button. He'll throw to first, and that ends the inning. So Giacomo Corsetti hits himself a triple, but no one cashes him in. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-0 here on 96.5, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the seventh inning we go, and Ryan Davis still pitching, walked the bases loaded, but did not yield a run. And so now here is the beer batter, Chuck Parnell. Is the beer batter still in effect, or is it past? Oh, no, he's still in effect. We heard Homer Simpson. Let's go. Here's the pitch to Parnell, and he gets hit by a pitch. Ah, oh, man, Chuck Parnell, he has been the beer batter both Friday and Sunday. Bar now gets hit by a pitch. No discount beer this weekend officially for the Red and Colt 45 faithful. And now here's the first pitch driven into left field for a base hit by Kittredge. Into third goes Parnell. He's not going to stop. He'll be waved home, and he is safe. Standing up, and the Rosebuds score their first run of the day here in the top of the seventh. So a two-run double after Parnell is hit by a pitch. And so now that will bring up James Pets. And so now for Ryan Davis, he goes out after an inning's worth of work, gives up the game's first run to the Rosebuds, and we will have ourselves a new pitcher now. And I believe that is going to be Caleb Schaefer, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong here, waiting for him to turn his head as we have a light breeze blowing in gently from right field. So I guess we'll take a break as well. You're listening to the Redding Colt 45s on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Lauk's Landscape at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock road base and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply. By Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or stop by Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the seventh we go, and we have a new pitcher on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s, and that is Skylar Goddard. He is a freshman right-handed pitcher who attended Feather River College this past season, born and raised in White City, Oregon. Here's a pitch flying along the third baseline under it and making the catch in foul territory is Mason Johnson, and there's one away. And so, nice play there from Johnson. As James Pets is retired, and now here's Ignatius Florence. Goddard, the pitch, fastball. Wow, not sure where that missed for ball one. That was right there, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled back. So Goddard from White City looking in, and he will set. The right-hander delivers. 1-1. Swung on. Lifted into right center. Going back near the wall, and it's going to go off the warning track. Dirt into the wall. Rounding second and coming home to score is Jackson Kittredge on a double by Casey Longacker. And it's now 7-2 Reading Colt 45s. The Santa Rosa Rosebuds making things interesting here in the top of the seventh, scoring two runs and now trail by 5 runs. Pitch is taken high for ball one. So, excuse me, that was Longacker. Now it's Lawrence. So, Casey Longacker with the RBI double. And now Ignatius Lawrence up to bat, and he takes high and away for ball two. So, since Cabral has come out, it has been a bit of a difficult time for this Reading Colt 45's bullpen. 2-0 pitch, check swing, fouled away, and Lawrence might want to have that one back. 3 walks issued by Ryan Davis. That run being charged to Davis. 1-1 pitch waved at him. Mr. Strike 2. High pitch at the hips and taking a big swing was Lawrence. 1-2 the count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded softly to second. Up with it is Vela. He throws to Reed in time for the out, and there's 2 away. Over to third goes Longacker. Now here's Eric Spencer, who is 0-3 tonight. So for Spencer, looking to avoid wearing the golden sombrero today, and he will definitely not. That's a high fly one to left field. Back he goes to the wall. Oh, nearly hit the hole. Wow, that nearly hit the hole in left field. That's got a $10,000 line all over it. And now the umpires are saying that is a home run. A home run off of the left center pole around the sign. A 2-run home run for Eric Spencer, and it's now 7-4. So that sign, even the pole that's extending up from it, once that ball is lifted over the left field wall, if that touches that pole, that is a home run. And so a 2-run home run for Eric Spencer, who came in 0-3, had stroken out 3 times, and now we have ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, a ball game here in the top of the seventh. Pitch to Chase Dienhardt is swung on, lifted along the first baseline and foul, and that'll go out of play. There's white paint along the visiting side, so once that ball goes past the white paint, it is considered a foul, even if the fielder can pursue it. 0-1. 0-1 pitch swung on, and that is chopped high to third, past Johnson, and then through Katz. That'll go as a base hit just because Johnson had a beat on it, never touched his glove, and then it took that hop and went past Katz. So all of a sudden, in what looked to be a blowout through 6 innings of work, and all of a sudden, the Santa Rosa Rosebuds are blooming with signs of life. And so now, out of the game is Goddard, who records one out before allowing three earned runs. And now it looks like here comes Aaron Wood. So we're about to... Oh, who is it? Excuse me, getting a check on that. Oh, Thomas Canfield. Oh, there we go. So Thomas Canfield, the left-hander from Trinity High School. So another local boy who played against UPrep competes in the Sierra Cascade League against Fall River. Let me just make sure that I'm saying this right. Yeah. Yeah, competes against Fall River. Does do non-league games against UPrep and Enterprise, Jackson, Foothill as well. But, man, here we go. The left-hander Thomas Canfield, who I remember was also a very good basketball player. Very solid, consistent three-point shooter. And so now they're going to call upon the boy from the Western Mountains up along Highway 299 to get her done. So, for Thomas Canfield. We'll see what he can do here. Three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and baseball. And now he is getting a chance to show what he can do as the fourth pitcher for the Reading Colt 45s and for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, looking to spoil the five-inning shutout pitched by 22-year-old Dylan Cabral. Now here is Chase Deanhart, who takes on the inside corner for a ball. So 1-0 the count after a two-run home run by Eric Spencer and then a single by Chase Deanhart. Now here's Colby Button, who hits a sharp ground ball to third, up with it, the throw to first in time by Johnson. And that ends the inning. So Canfield, the left-hander from Trinity High School, gets some high fives as his family and friends came all the way down from 299, giving some high fives. He's got a small but loud crowd in attendance cheering on their boy. Meanwhile, the Santa Rosa Rosebuds come back and score four runs, capped off by a two-run home run by Eric Spencer. Now it's time for God Bless America and take me out to the ball game here as we'll stay on air.
Also, last call for everything else. Snack shack.
Glad you could all join us here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. And a special thank you once again to Tyler Chapman doing a great job in downtown making sure that we stay live and coordinated. Meanwhile, we have ourselves a ball game once again after the Red and Colt 45s led 7-0. Four runs were scored by the Santa Rosa Rosebuds that were capped off by a two-run home run by Eric Spencer as the Rosebuds sent eight men to the plate and plated four. And so bottom of the seventh inning and looking to get the Colt 45s started will be Mackenzie Higuchi. So Higuchi, who hit a sacrifice fly and run batted it in the first inning. So bottom of the seventh, Higuchi, who was 0-for-2, struck out looking in the third and then grounded to third in the fourth. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes the count. Jared Hebelin working. 0-2 pitch is swung on. Foul back and not too much damage to the cars yet. 0-2 pitch, changeup, strike three, call. Beautiful pitch by James Petz, who just came in to pitch, and there's one away. Man, worked very quickly off that fastball, and then 0-2 threw that changeup, and it was see you later, alligator. Now here's Mason Cassingham looking for his first base hit of the day, 0-for-3, reached on an error in the third inning, and once he graduates, his family will be moving to Texas. First pitch is swung on, fouled back, and that's going to go into the protective netting around the snack shack. 0-1 the count. Pets looking in, winds and delivers, swung on, that ball is hammered into center field for a base hit. So Cassingham with a single with one away. And now the top of the order comes up with Drew Katz, who is yeah, he is 1-for-3 on the day. Doubled in his last at bat in the fifth. Pitch is taken just outside for ball one, says Dan Boutwell. 1-0, Cassingham stole second last time he was on the base paths. Shortly there goes Cassingham. Swung on, that ball is hit into right center, going back. Ball is carrying a lot toward the left center wall, but making a catch just before the warning track is Chuck Parnell, and there's two away. So Katz gives it a ride, and with two outs, now here is Luke Matthews. So Matthews with two outs. 2-for-4, single twice. Hit back to the pitcher in the second inning and flew out. Here's a pitch. Excuse me, it's a pick to second, and the ball goes into center field, and taking third is Cassingham. So Pett thought he had Cassingham nailed, but instead a low throw into center field, and now Cassingham is 90 feet from giving Cassingham, or excuse me, giving the Colt 45s an insurance run. Pitch is swung on, hit hard into right field, going back and making the catch for the out is Matthews, and that ends the inning. So Mason Cassingham singles and reaches third, but Matthews unable to cash him in. Seven innings gone, and the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-4 here on 96.5, 1460 KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County.
Satisfy your cravings with Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Rollaberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Rollaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and Thomas Canfield continuing to pitch, came in relief of Skyler Goddard, as the Reading Colt 45s have gone through three different pitchers since Dylan Cabral left after the fifth inning, throwing five shutout innings. So it was Ryan Davis who came in, pitched an inning and a third. Then came Skyler Goddard, who recorded one out before allowing three earned runs. And then Thomas Canfield, with two outs, was able to get the Reading Colt 45s out of the jam. 1-0. Here's Canfield. He'll wind and deliver. 0-1 pitch is a slider that breaks away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Working with Cassingham as the two players competed against one another in high school, and now they are teammates. 2-0 is missed away for ball three. So three walks, two hit by pitches. Since Cabral's exit, 3-0 pitch is a fastball tailing away for ball four. So a four-pitch walk issued by Canfield to pitcher Hebelum, and now here is Chuck Parnell. So now here is Parnell, and the gates are officially closed for the night at least. Still known as the beer batter, though. Here's the pitch to Parnell. Takes away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Taking a look and retreating back to first is Hebelum. It's just taken low. So two balls and no strikes. So for Thomas Canfield, straight out of high school, he'll set. Wind and deliver to par now. Pitch is taken away for ball three. So this game is very much within reach for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, who are looking to come back from a 7-0 deficit. 3-0 pitch. Deliver right down the middle for strike one. So Canfield getting a cheeky applause for the strike. He'll set and deliver. 3-1 pitch is a slider. That misses again for ball four. And the tying run now comes to the plate in the form of Jackson Kitchen, who hit an RBI double in the seventh inning to start the four-run rally. So again, manager Bob Anderson going out to talk to the 18-year-old, and now Canfield's night is done after allowing two walks. That's now five walks being issued, and now we'll see who comes out of the pen next. And that is Ryan Itmantrout. So, excuse me, we'll call him, judging by the context of the word, Ryan Itmantrout, the right-hander sophomore from San Marcos, California, and attended Palomar College. And so now let's see what do you say amen or amen? I feel like you can say this both ways. I think we're going to go with Itmantrout, so Itmantrout, the right-hander, going to go to work as he looks to protect the three-run lead for the Reading Colt 45s. Meanwhile, the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, after being down 7-0, looking to send the Reading faithful home with a bitter taste in their sleeve. So it is Itmantrout. I got it right. So Itmantrout going to work as he works with Kitchen with no outs. Once again, the Reading Colt 45s led 7-0 through six innings before a four-run rally, capped off by a two-run home run. That's not what they have on the roster. Wait, that's Aaron Wood? Oh, my goodness. I am getting a correction in the press box. That is actually Aaron Wood, the UPrep pitcher. I know plenty about Aaron. Boy, oh, boy. Fun fact. His mom scraped my gums, believe it or not. She is a local dentist, so I can't believe I said that on air, but you know what? She is a dentist, and that's what people do. It's an occupation. 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled away. There's been worse things than been said, I guess. So, 1-1 the count. So, Wood. It's been fun. 1-1 pitch. Hard fastball swung on and fouled away. Nearly hitting a red truck there. One ball and two strikes. His grandfather, Mike, is a real estate agent. 1-2 pitch. Hard fastball. Strike three called. getting a large standing O, getting Kitchen, who ripped the ball in his last at bat. That was a 1-2 fastball that came in with some next level hot sauce. One away. What a pitch from Wood. And now here comes the pitcher. James Pettitte delivers on the outside corner for a strike. You know, he's a very quiet kid. You know, just having known him, in fact, his mom would describe him as being an 18-year-old at 18. His favorite movie is, that ball is swung and grounded to second. Oh, but a nice play on the run and getting the out is Vela to Reed. Nice play, having to slide all the way over to his right, was falling down, and as Vela was falling forward, was able to get the out at first and over to third. Goes Bellum, and to second goes Parnell. So now here is Longacker. The pitch, fastball, a little bit low and in for ball one. Talk about another talented baseball family. His sister Leah, as a freshman playing varsity, hit 7 home runs. 1-0 is swung on and missed for strike one. 1-1 the count. Wood looking in. Heel set, wearing a bright blue glove. He is a Dodgers fan. In there, 4-1-2 the count. The crowd really getting into it with the local kid from UPrep. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, hard fastball, comebacker, right back to Wood. Wood, very composed, throws to first, and he gets out of the jam for the Reading Colt 45s. How about that 18-year-old showing confidence and a little bit of swagger, too, as he bumps chests with his coaches and gets high fives in the dugout. So 2 walks are issued, but Aaron Wood comes in and shuts it down. 1-2-3. And at the end of 7.5, we go to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 7-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make you via the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road.
Bottom of the 8th inning we go, and Aaron Wood, how about a performance coming in, delivering a mid-80s fastball with his slider, and with runners at first and second, was able to come in, get the job done, and put the threatening Santa Rosa Rosebuds away. They had runners at first and second, and after, despite having 2 base runners aboard, the 18-year-old comes in, relief, and gets the job done. And so now let's see what the Reading Colt 45s can do here in the bottom of the 8th inning as Dusty Vela, speaking of ball players, checks in. Vela made a good play. Made a good play in the eighth inning to help out his pitcher as the fastball is delivered on the outside corner from Hebelum, and the count is 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball swung on, lifted into shallow center field just off the cut of the grass, going back four steps is second baseman to make the catch, and there's one away. Yep, so for Aaron Wood, his mom is a dentist. Mike Wood as well, and his grandfather once showed me a hat that he had signed by Tommy Lasorda. Had his autograph on it and everything, and he likes to come to games and show it off. 1-1 the count. Now to Hunter Reed. 1-1 pitch. Swinging. There's a high fly ball in the left field. Kiss that baby goodbye. She is gone. Over the netting. Hunter Reed with a monster shot into left field. And it's now 8-4. Reading Colt 45. Hunter Reed, the big man, 6'5", out of Texas A&M, Texarkana, and he absolutely unloaded for the second home run of the season. And now following him up is Crescetti, who hits a hard line drive into center for a base hit. So the bats turning it on late. Man, Hunter Reed, that is... Again, this is just not an easy ballpark to hit it out of just because the depths are just so elongated within left and right field. So, here is now Giacomo Crescetti. Pitches. Taken low, check swing, and Crescetti went around for strike one. One won the count. 0-1 pitch is bounced in the dirt for ball one, so one ball and one strike. Pitch delivered high for ball two. Two and one. At first, here's a pitch that swung on, grounded to second. Up with it in time for out number two as Mason Johnson is retired. So two away as Crescetti goes over to second. And now here is Trey Thomas. So 8-4 on the booming home run by Hunter Reed. Wish we had a tracker out there, but that thing just went up and just kept carrying and carrying and carrying. Well over the netting, so that's where we are as one ball and no strikes the count. It's getting interesting with the Rosebuds, who will still have a chance to hit in the top of the ninth inning. Ignatius Lawrence will lead off, followed by Eric Spencer, who hit a two-run home run, and then Chase Deanhart. 1-0. Here's Hebelum. Fastball is inside for ball two. two balls, no strikes, two out. Pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field, deepest part of the yard. Coming in after running backward about 10 steps and making the catch is Chuck Parnell, and that ends the inning. But the Colt 45s add another run on a monstrous solo home run by Hunter Reed. One run, two hits, a man left. And after eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Santa Rosa Rosebuds 8-4 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Top of the ninth inning and looking to spoil the Reading victory here. To lead things off will be Ignatius Lorenz, spelled with two L's. Taken a little high for ball one from Aaron Wood, who, man, talk about 18 years old and just being confident. Ready for the moment, and he was. 1-0 pitch is grounded slowly to first. Up with it. In time is Reed to take care of Lawrence. And now the Reading Colt 45s are two outs away from starting the season 2-0. With one out. Here's Eric Spencer. Wood deals it in, delivers. Fastball just inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Wood wasting no time at all. The 1-0 hit is a fastball in the dirt for ball two. So you got the two battery mates, Aaron Wood and then Mason Cassingham, the catcher. Both players have known each other the last 2 years. Wood playing 3 years of varsity for UPrep. The 2-0 pitch is swung on, flied into right field, going back three steps and making the catches, Crosetti, and there's two outs, and again, more standing ovations for the local boy, and now his mom and dad standing up, his dad wearing, oh, wait, that's not his dad, that's his uncle, oh, he had, of course, his, I forgot, Aaron Wood's dad is not a Dodgers fan, that Dodgers fan side definitely comes from his mom, Katie, who once again is my dentist. So, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field. Running back under it, making the catch is Luke Matthews, and that's the ball game. The Reading Colt 45s win by a final score of 8-4, they sweep the two-game series with the Santa Rosa Rosebuds to start the season. We will see you back here Thursday night as we'll have more baseball coming up for you throughout the summer here on 96.5 FM, 1460 KCNR. Once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Roliberto's Taco Shop, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Enjoy burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday, chicken, beef or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or stop by Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. And by Laux Landscape. Laux Landscape is home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Laux Landscape has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220. That's 530-378-2220. For Ethan Hansen and producer Tyler Chapman, we are saying so long from Tiger Field. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
A master plan that coordinates and integrates health, housing, finances, legal, and family issues in order to maximize your health, wealth, independence, and dignity, and to avoid going broke, finding yourself in an institution, and to avoid becoming a burden on everybody you love.
Oh, wow. So that sounds like a literally, this may be simplistic, but a very holistic approach. I mean, you're looking from A to Z, and you're addressing all of the above.
Exactly. And we were talking a little earlier about how families have different consultants or advisors in their life. But the problem is you can do all those things right with each of your financial advisor, your doctor, your attorney, but they don't talk to one another.
Yeah.
They don't know which one's doing what, and that's somewhat like our healthcare system. It's all based on silos, and our plans fail, even though we've done what we thought and what we're told, all the right things.
Well, it's interesting. The analogy just came to mind if you're building a house. Who is the general contractor? The general contractor looks at the entire project, from the foundation to the shingles on the roof. And if you don't have a general contractor and you have someone doing this part of it and someone doing that part of it, you're probably not going to end up with the best overall structure or product at the end of the day.
That's a perfect analogy. And that's what we find in our culture. Things are not coordinated. People don't speak to one another. There is no mass plan or master plan. And it is really sad to have some of the conversations that we deal with or situations, and you want to say, well, if you'd have come about 10 or 15 years ago,
yeah,
we wouldn't be where we are. We have a saying in my work, and that is, if you don't do what you need to do when you need to do it, somebody else will do it for you, the government, the insurance companies, or the courts, and you're not going to like it.
No. And any time you have the opportunity to call your own shot, I mean, obviously everyone wants to do that. But if you have had some advice, maybe you set up a trust and now it's not the right type of a trust. And now maybe you're kind of stuck with that. Maybe it can't be altered. I mean, there are all sorts of examples. You might be very sad at some point.
Exactly.
at some point. So, okay, so how is your firm different from the traditional, you know, elder law firm or estate planning firm? I mean, obviously, you look at a lot more issues and a lot more situations than maybe something that specific. But how is it different, and how would you best differentiate that, I guess?
Yeah, I think it would say the layers of services provided. Estate planning for a lot of folks is a transactional business. You come in, we do the documents, you leave. Elder counsel, elder law, is a group of practices that relate to the aging process, but it's typically geared towards finances, whereas life care planning involves estate planning, elder law, special needs planning, and the health aspect, and that is preventative health, housing, making sure your housing matches what your level of care need is. It looks at finances. How do you spend your money? We've been listening to Bruce talk about that, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. So the difference is life care planning is all those things plus.
All right. And so, again, if this is getting your attention, like, well, wait a minute. I didn't even know a law firm like this existed. If this is something new to you, reach out to Glenn Smith and the wonderful team at LifeScape. I got to get this right. Okay, LifeScape Law and Development. You could go to LifeScapeLaw.com, or you could call 816-291-4143. And now, Glenn, you are part of the Life Care Planning Law Firms Association. That's a mouthful.
It is.
But you're one of the members.
But it's becoming more prevalent because of the cost of the care, mm-hmm, and the cultural issues that we're trying to deal with today.
Okay. All right. So, again, LifeScape Law and Development here in the Kansas City area at LifeScapeLaw.com, or you could dial 816-291-4143. If you're somewhere else outside of the Kansas City area, this is the information. So, first of all, it's the Life Care Planning Law Firms Association. You could go to lcplfa.org. That's Life Care Planning Law Firms Association.org. Or here's the phone number, 520-302-9253. And I'll give you that number a little bit later on as well. But you could just reach out to them. I went on the website, and you could say, okay, I'm in, you know, St. Louis, Missouri, or Dallas, Texas, or wherever. And if there is an attorney or a law firm like this with this holistic approach in that area, their information is going to be right there. Boom, you can click it, jump right to their website, and reach out for a consultation. So, Glenn, tell us about a typical client in need of your services, and what are some of the ways that you're able to service and support that client, or maybe it's a couple, maybe it's a family?
Sarah and Robert. Sarah gave us a call because Robert had been diagnosed with Parkinson's, and they had done what most families do, and that is they consulted with their physician. And Sarah came to me because there came a day where Robert was unable to remember the account numbers and the passwords to get to their finances online.
Mm.
And she was stuck, unable to do the pay the bills.
Yeah.
And it was getting to the point where Robert was being aggressive. And so when she walked in our office, she was literally weeping and crying. And I mean, she had been doing this for a long time. She had sworn to be faithful to her husband, but caregiving is very difficult. So we stepped in, and our life care planners, first of all, focused on her, trying to give her some respite care. Second, figure out how to get through the finances. And then we set out a planning for how to get the best health for Robert and her,
mm-hmm,
give her a life care planner, give her health and wellness coaching. And then we set up an asset protection plan in order for them to keep all their assets and get the government to pay for their care. And in essence, it was to give her a sense of peace. So So that's a typical case. In addition, we have cases where we have a couple that they have a 27-year-old special needs child, and they're in their 50s, and they're starting to ask the question, who's going to take care of our baby when we're not around?
And with that, let's go ahead and answer that important question on the other side. Let's not forget about our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Elder law and estate planning are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
BABBEL.com, Babbel.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester.
with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop. They construct and destruct, help you climb up high and dig down deep. We rent tools that do so much for those with so much to do. The right size tools for your size jobs, and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one every single time. So next time you need a tool that nails, screws, paints, or polishes, rent in-store, online, or in-app at Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to our bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. Elder law and estate planning are the same thing. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Glenn? Why is that answer false? What is the difference between elder law and estate planning?
Estate planning is generally geared towards what happens to your stuff when you die, with a little talk about some powers of attorney, whereas elder law relates to specific issues in the aging process. And as a practical matter today, it typically focuses on the finances of long-term care. And there's a lot of things elder lawyers do, whereas life care planning adds another layer, which is very relational and long-term. And we were talking about what are some of the typical clients for a life care planning firm. Mm-hmm. And the one that we find frequently is mom and dad have a son with special needs. And say they're in their 20s. They get to the point the parents do when they start asking, who's going to take care of my baby when we're not around? And sometimes there's a sibling that you may ask to step up. But it's very difficult because someone's got to make sure that that child gets the care and the love and the attention that was given typically by the parents over a long period of time. So a life care planning firm is going to have the type of resources, your RNs, your social workers, your gerontologist, these dietitians that can come along beside a person with special needs to get them to the hospital, to get them to the their appointments on time. And then I think another area is when there's this growing population of people that don't have people. It's the couple or the individual that's outlived everyone. They never married. They didn't have children. And they're starting to ask, who's going to take care of me when I get to that age? Mm-hmm. So those are some of the types of clients. One that is frequent is a son or daughter that's in their 50s. Mm-hmm. They have a parent that are showing signs of dementia, Alzheimer's, or Parkinson's, which is, we call it the long goodbye, and they don't know what to do. And frequently it falls on the daughters or daughter-in-laws. Everybody assumes they're going to step up and do all the laid work, and that is really unfair. So a life care planning firm comes along beside the children and hopefully early enough with the parents to make decisions as to, for example, mom and dad, what are some of the trigger events that would need to occur for you to give up your keys?
Mm.
And mom and dad, we're going to write those down, and I'm going to ask you to sign those so that when those happen, you see your own handwriting. What are some of the signs that are trigger events would occur when you need to move from your home? Which are two very personal decisions, and frequently, unless it's decided early on, mom and dad will not be very conducive to doing the right thing, even if they are endangered by not moving, by not giving up the keys. And then the kids are left up with some really difficult decisions. Frequently, the question is, they come in and they tell me mom and dad are doing silly things. what are my options? Because mom and dad are refusing to do reasonable things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them that you have two choices. One, you can go to probate court and file a guardianship, conservatorship action, and there will be a trial. You will have to testify, and what's almost guaranteed is your parents will hate you for the rest of your life. The second choice is to wait for that trigger event, a fall, car accident, or they have to go to rehab. And almost 100% of the time, they choose the second route. They just cannot visualize taking mom and dad to court. So what we're trying to do is get mom and dad involved in the decision-making process while they still can.
Early enough to where it's going to be effective. And so as you're sitting here telling that story earlier in the week, I'm working with a family for the second time. I helped them place their mom in assisted living, memory care. She's thriving. She's doing wonderfully. And frankly, away from her husband, nothing against her husband, but she's just doing great. And now it's time for him to move, and he's dragging his feet, and we have triggering events. If he would have signed one of those documents, I'm sitting there going, that document's worth gold. If he would have signed that, his daughter wouldn't be so frustrated and right now about to pull her hair out because now she's waiting for the triggering event, exactly like you said, for her dad. And she said, something's going to happen, Steve, and then I'll call you, and then we'll move. We'll just have to move real fast. I would rather be proactive like we were with my mom, but it kind of is what it is. So you just described a situation that they just would have benefited so much from that thoughtful and proactive planning.
Very few people want to put their children or their spouse or partner in a situation where they're at risk or they're going to be a burden, broken, institutionalized in a cold place. But for some reason, I had a family a few years ago. He was pulled over 5 times in Liberty because he couldn't find his way home.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, the fifth time, the police wouldn't take him home. So yeah. I was getting a call from the doctor, and I said, so what kind of documents does he have in place? And she said, none.
Mm.
And I said, how long has Dad been dealing with this? About 9 years. And I said, why didn't you talk to your dad about these things? And she said, I didn't want to embarrass him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to talk about it, and I didn't want to bring it up. And frankly, at that point, I wanted to spank the 50-something-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was very little good news at that point.
Yeah.
If they would have just addressed it early on. We're the oldest generation in history. We're the wealthiest. We're the healthiest. And with longevity comes some cost. Most of us are just not going to go to bed one night and wake up. And so I think the more of us realize that gift of longevity equals we're going to have to plan better. We need to have these discussions and do it early enough to where you're not embarrassing your parents, but it needs to be had.
Well, and it is the difficult decision, but I'm sure that you could help that daughter or those family members bridge that gap and maybe help them with that tough discussion.
Absolutely.
At least open that up. I'm sure that's part of what you provide.
Well, part of it is looking at mom and dad and saying, do you really want to put your wife or your husband at risk for your failure to plan? How foolish do you think this is going to look?
Yep.
In your right mind, could you imagine doing this to the people you love? Do you really want to be a burden on your kids?
Mr. Glenn Smith, he's the attorney and owner of Lifescape Law and Development at lifescapelaw.com or 816-291-4143. And if you're outside of the Kansas City area, 520-302-9253, lcplfa.org to find a similar law firm in your area. And Glenn, thanks so much for coming in today. And if you would, I want to have you back. I want to talk a whole lot more about this in the future.
Well, thank you, Steve. It's been my privilege.
All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Memorial Day is set aside as a day to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice in service to their country. Military Affairs Analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, is concerned about today's recruitment efforts.
At the present time, the military forces are having a very tough time recruiting sufficient numbers of personnel to the ranks, and that puts at jeopardy our future.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, McGinnis says recruitment's ebbed and flowed so far in the 21st century.
Certainly after 9/11, recruitment just skyrocketed, and patriotism was strong. But here recently, perhaps because of the pandemic, it's hard to know, but recruitment has really sunk to a new low.
Both sides can claim some wins in the debt ceiling deal that was reached over the weekend between President Biden and House Speaker McCarthy. But some conservatives already expressing concerns the compromise doesn't cut future deficits enough, and Democrats are worried about the proposed changes to work requirements in programs like food stamps. McCarthy, meanwhile, plans a Wednesday vote.
We're going to put the bill on the floor in 72 hours and pass it.
Other news over the weekend, the Texas House of Representatives on Saturday voted to impeach Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. The move immediately suspends the state's top lawyer and sets up a trial in the state Senate that could permanently remove Paxton from office. Paxton's office, meanwhile, says the impeachment was based on, quote, totally false claims. Three people killed, five wounded in a shooting between rival gang members at an annual motorcycle rally in Red River, New Mexico. The Red River Memorial Motorcycle Rally has been going on for 41 years. About 20,000 bikers were in town. The violence happened. Those who were responsible apprehended, say the police. Townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Turkish President Erdogan wins re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade.
Surrounded by supporters, Erdogan thanked them for giving him 5 more years in power. He also ridiculed his challenger for his loss, saying, "Bye, bye, bye, Kemal," as supporters booed. Erdogan came just short of a victory in the first round of elections earlier in the month. The first time he failed to win outright, but he made up for it in the runoff. His win comes despite crippling inflation and the effects of a devastating earthquake 3 months ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Spain's conservative opposition Populist Party made significant gains in local and regional elections, offering a perilous assessment of public feeling toward the country's ruling left-wing coalition based ahead of the general elections in December. More at Town Hall. New Mexico has a growing homeless problem.
A new tally of the homeless population in the state is showing an abrupt increase in the number of people living without permanent housing or with no shelter at all. The legislative agency focused on budgeting and accountability, reporting a 48% jump in the number of homeless people compared with a year earlier. A spot check on a January night found an additional 1,000 unsheltered people, mostly in Albuquerque. The legislative report also shows emergency homeless shelters have expanded. Affordable housing is in short supply as rents rise much faster than personal income. John Scott reporting.
Henderson, Kentucky police pulled the body of a convicted murderer from the Ohio River just days after he escaped last week from an Ohio prison with another inmate. The discovery closing out days-long manhunt. The fellow escapee was captured on Wednesday. Both had fled the Lima, Ohio prison after hiding in a trash container. More stories at townhall.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a holiday weekend, we're here to answer your questions and share vital information with you. Our number is 877-726-8255. You can come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question or share an opinion. Maybe describe something that's happened to you in the medical realm, or perhaps you've tried a natural therapy and you want to give us some feedback. 877-726-8255. But first, a little introduction to Intelligent Medicine. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Intelligent Medicine, the radio program that explores the intersection of cutting-edge science and natural medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and together we'll embark on an enlightening journey into the world of intelligent healing. In today's era of advanced technology and medical breakthroughs, it's essential to recognize that true healing goes beyond the realm of pharmaceuticals and surgical procedures. Intelligent Medicine seeks to bridge the gap between conventional and natural approaches, highlighting the latest research and innovations that merge the best of both worlds. Through this program, we'll delve into the vast realm of intelligent medicine, where evidence-based practices harmoniously coexist with the wisdom of traditional healing systems. We'll explore groundbreaking research that unveils the complex mechanisms of the human body, deciphering the intricate connections between our genetics, lifestyle choices, and overall well-being. Intelligent Medicine will also navigate the world of natural remedies, shedding light on the power of nutrition, herbal medicine, and mind-body practices in promoting wellness and preventing disease. We'll explore the science behind these modalities, examining their potential integration with conventional treatments to enhance patient outcomes. Our mission is to empower you with the knowledge and understanding of intelligent medicine, equipping you with the tools to take control of your health and well-being. We believe that by embracing a comprehensive approach that encompasses the best of modern medicine and natural therapies, we can unlock our body's innate ability to heal and thrive. So, whether you're a healthcare professional, a curious listener, or someone seeking alternative approaches to health, join us on this transformative journey through intelligent medicine. Together, let's explore the frontiers of medical science and tap into the profound healing wisdom that nature offers us. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, where science meets nature for a healthier future. Now, I didn't write that. That was written by a computer. You see, I started playing around with ChatGPT. You've heard about ChatGPT, which uses artificial intelligence and machine learning to help people answer questions and write things. So I logged on to ChatGPT and I wrote in the text box, write me an introduction to a radio show called Intelligent Medicine about integrative medicine. And that's what they spit out. But I found that a little bit verbose. So I said, could you please write something shorter? And they came back with this. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, where cutting-edge science meets natural healing. We explore the latest research integrating conventional and holistic approaches. Discover the power of personalized medicine, genetics, nutrition, and mind-body practices for optimal well-being. Join us on this transformative journey to unlock your body's innate ability to heal and thrive. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, where science meets nature for a healthier future. So that sounded pretty good, but then I said, hey, let's come up with something a little bit more original. So I said, could you please write that in a Shakespearean style? So they came back within a second or two, and this is what it spewed out. Hark! Attend, good folk, to Intelligent Medicine, where upon the realms of modern science and natural healing doth converge. In this verily engaging program, we shall unravel the tapestry of cutting-edge research, wherein conventional and holistic methods entwine. Behold the potency of personalized medicine, genetics, nutrition, and the ethereal practices of mind and body shall be revealed for thine optimal well-being. Join us, fair listeners, upon this transformative odyssey, wherein thy body's innate capacity to mend and flourish shall be unlocked. We bid thee welcome to Intelligent Medicine, where the sciences and nature entwine, forging a path to a bounteous future of good health and vitality. So I was pretty blown away by those responses and the potential for ChatGPT to generate content. This harkens back to a story I shared with you, a couple of weeks ago. ChatGPT crushes real doctors in answering patient questions. They actually did a clever study that is now in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. The researchers went to a subreddit called Ask Docs. On this website, random people ask questions of doctors. And to answer, you have to prove to be a physician to be a moderator. So the researchers collected 195 questions and answers. And for each question, the researcher gave the exact same prompt to ChatGPT. In other words, a question could be, I have a headache. What could this mean? The judges were blinded and scored the responses. ChatGPT crushed the doctors, both in quality and empathy. It wasn't even close. So am I concerned? Am I concerned that ChatGPT will eventually supplant me? Because, for example, this is a holiday weekend, and I could have taken the weekend off. I could train ChatGPT to write an article, say, about vitamin D or acupuncture. And then we could use voice simulation to make it sound like me. And that is certainly within the realm of not just science fiction, but in the realm of reality now. We can certainly conceive of doing things like that. But the question is, would it be discerning? I had a breakfast conversation with a bunch of people who were in my house today. I hope they don't make too much noise during the show. But we were talking about the potential of ChatGPT, and some of these folks are in business, and they have explored it because it's a great way of writing stuff, getting rid of tedious writing tasks, and it partakes of the knowledge base that's out there. But would it be discerning? Because it's just an aggregation of everything that's out there. You know, the old expression, GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. And there's a lot of stuff out there on the Internet that is true. There's a lot of stuff that is fallacious. And if we jumble that all together, well, you're going to get a mishmash. And what is the human element in all of that is a critical perspective. And that's what happens when I write an article or do a radio program, is I bring my experience and my judgment to the fore to evaluate information, not just regurgitate it, because ChatGPT does a great job at spewing out stuff that's already out there, as you can see. But I was pretty blown away by those responses. I maybe had you a little fooled there. That was a human. But no, that was a computer making it all up. 877-726-8255. We promise not to make it all up. In the rest of the program, I just thought I'd share with you that interesting experience. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can start calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I really am. I'm a person. I'm live. I've got a pulse. I'm here, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop. They construct and destruct, help you climb up high and dig down deep. We rent tools that do so much for those with so much to do. The right size tools for your size jobs and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one every single time. So next time you need a tool that nails, screws, paints, or polishes, rent in-store, online, or in-app at Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Senator Kay Maurice and Mary Ann Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Day's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hung up on the internet. A lot of folks who are past a certain age have given up the ghost on participating on the internet. A lot of the things that we talk about here, like FullScript, which is our online dispensary, relies on familiarity with computers to go online to purchase stuff. And there's a great divide because sometimes people, even in, as young as in their 60s, don't use computers. They don't use smartphones. And then there are folks in their 80s and 90s who continue to use the internet. I introduced my aunt to computers when she was in her 80s, and she said, it's great. It's like having a genius in your living room. You can look up anything. And this engaged her for many productive years. Well, there's a study here that looks at the relationship between internet use and dementia in older adults. And big study, 18,000 older individuals, they found that regular internet use was associated with about a 50% reduction in dementia risk. Prior research has shown that older adult internet users have, quote, better overall cognitive performance, verbal reasoning, and memory compared with non-users. And this contrasts with information about younger folks, because the more younger folks use the internet, the more they are likely to feel isolated, depressed, and anxious, and actually may experience cognitive decline. So there's an interesting age difference when it comes to internet use. And, you know, I think internet use can be beneficial. It's a great way of challenging yourself. Yeah, there's some frustrating days sometimes. I have device anxiety when things don't work. But it can be very, very rewarding and intellectually stimulating. It helps people grow and stay abreast of things. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365 across the world. And so let's hear one of our recorded questions from last week.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman from down in Australia. I'm just wondering if you have a chance you could look at the LifeWave X39 stem cell patches and tell me whether I am wasting my money or if it's working. I feel like maybe it's a placebo thing. Thanks for your time and your great show.
Well, thank you so much, and good day to you down there in Australia. It's great to hear that we have listeners across the world. Okay, actually, I know a little bit about the X39 stem cell patch because I was pitched this by my guide in Iceland last year. I traveled all around Iceland. I did a tour around the entire island, so I spent about 8 or 10 days with a really great guide in Iceland, and he was all over these things. He just was saying, hey, you know, you really got to try this, and he was disappointed that I was skeptical. He says that these are amazing, they work, and what they consist of, patches that purport to activate your stem cells. And their testimonials, and I'll read some of them. I've been using the X39 and they're amazing. I can enclose them in one sentence to draw from an inexhaustible source of energy. The energy's never lacking, but living the day without feeling drops of tiredness with a clear mind and a light out of the norm was really a discovery. I got introduced to another one. I got introduced to LifeWave in June 2017. LifeWave changed my life towards a healthy life. I was very happy with the LifeWave patches before I got introduced to the X39. I feel more focused, energetic, and youthful using it. And on it goes. But I was intensely skeptical. I did a little research, and I could find nothing to support the benefits of this in real science. There's lots of testimonials. These things are expensive. I also think that they're sold via what's called multi-level marketing, which means that the more people you have downstream that you've turned on to this, the more that your profits accrue. And so I actually looked at a scientific review of the X39 patch. It's a device about the size of a quarter that you can stick on your skin. And it claims to expose the skin to only certain wavelengths of light, which doesn't sound very plausible. Like, how does a patch create wavelengths of light? It's said to be a form of phototherapy which elevates a peptide known to enhance stem cell activity. Well, there are no legitimate scientific papers that document the efficacy of these for stem cells. I'm reading a review here by a guy who was a stem cell researcher. And so, really, there's no basis for believing that these things do anything at all. They can be pricey. We're talking three-digit cost, $150 to $280, I guess, for 30 patches, which you apply daily. And so, in my opinion, the X39 and its health claims don't appear to have any solid peer-reviewed science behind them, nor any experimental science beyond these rave reviews that are just purely anecdotal. And yes, indeed, I think that the placebo effect can be very powerful. People are very enthusiastic about these things, but do they deliver? I'm really kind of skeptical. So I had to disappoint my guide in Iceland and said, no, I'm not going to get on board with these things, but let's still be friends. 877-726-8255, our number. And when we return, we're going to take a look at a new exciting potential therapy for long COVID. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged Garlic Extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Meditrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Free. Just 2 Meditrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Meditrol fermented wheat germ extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Look forward, face up, at OrnaGillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnaGillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnaGillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnaGillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
We are making it easier for our clients to assess the data they need to address their carbon impact and to make more informed decisions.
The IBM Cloud Carbon Calculator enables organizations to track their emissions across various workloads down to the cloud service level and help further advance their sustainability objectives. The new dashboard complements IBM's existing sustainability solutions and expertise. By infusing data with AI into daily operations, IBM helps companies make sustainability strategies actionable. To learn more, visit ibm.com/think. Sponsored by IBM.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How is retail theft affecting inflation? Target says they've lost almost $1 billion in inventory, and this is just Target. But did Target lose money, or did you? Corporations don't pay taxes because their customers pay those taxes and what they buy, driving the prices way up. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. In a moment, we're going to talk about an innovative strategy for treating long COVID symptoms. But first, we've got a caller. Brian, welcome.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Great show.
Thank you.
I just got back from a physical with my primary care doctor on Thursday.
Yep.
And I was going over everything. My numbers are pretty good. I have elevated cholesterol a little bit. My blood pressure has been high for a while, but I'm on medication. And he said to me, "You're not a big shots guy." I said, "No, not really, Doc. I'm not." And I started to mention about the COVID. I didn't take the COVID because I just, quite honest, Dr. Hoffman, I don't trust it. And I mentioned the VAERS data. He said to me, "Well, the VAERS data is kind of inaccurate and statistically not exactly very accurate." And I'm sitting there listening to it. Yeah, I don't know about this. This sounds like a lot of propaganda to me. And I think the problem, Dr. Hoffman, is with this, especially with COVID, this was an mRNA shot. It never had been tried in human beings before. Completely experimental EUA. And I said, I'm thinking, you know, trust is eroding between, sadly, between doctors and patients, because patients don't know what to believe anymore, Dr. Hoffman. They're going in there saying, am I being lied to? I don't know anymore. You know, it's a sad state of affairs. It's a shame.
And thank you for that. And I totally agree with you, is that the messaging on this has been extremely poor. And I have real concerns about the COVID shots. And I've argued this with the doctors. Recently, I took a trip to Europe, and I was on a Viking cruise, and there were several doctors on board. And one of them, who's wearing a mask, you know, virtually all the time, was very all in on masking recommendations, on COVID shots, and was petrified of the prospect of getting COVID. You know, recently talked to an immunologist who actually works on vaccines, and I said, well, you know, what do you think of the COVID vaccine rollout? And he said, I think it's very, very successful, and I think it's amazing that we created such a good vaccine in such a short time. And then I pointed out that, you know, I'm in clinical practice. He's a researcher, so he doesn't see this. You know, I said, I'm not even in the heyday of my practice. I see far fewer patients now than I used to, when I was seeing patients 5-6 days a week, you know, 8-10 hours a day. And I said, even in my relatively limited practice, I'm seeing patients who have real significant side effects from the COVID shot. And he said, well, yes, but they're very few and far between and blah, blah, blah. You know, but, and I think there's a real disconnect between, doctors who, are all in on this, because of our medical training. I mean, we're taught to believe in the medical paradigm that we're going to be using vaccines and surgeries and drugs and various medical interventions to the good of our patients. I mean, that's kind of what we're in it for. And so understandably, they're very, very, pro, these measures. And yet, the reality of it is that this shot is far less effective than it was promoted as, number one, and also far more harmful than it was promoted as. The side effects, well, look, I don't believe that, you know, we're going to be having a zombie apocalypse because we've been giving people the COVID shot. Some people, I think, take it to an extreme. They're, you know, we're all going to die. That we're all going to get cancer. You know, that is something that I have no buy-in for. But are there side effects? I've never seen a vaccine in my entire medical career of nearly 40 years that has created as many side effects. I mean, the flu vaccine, you know, the shot for shingles. I mean, there are side effects, but they're not as pervasive and serious as the side effects that we're seeing with the COVID shot. So at this point, I think it's a reasonable position, unless you're at very high risk. I mean, yes, you have a couple of risk factors. Your cholesterol is a little high, and maybe you're a little bit predisposed to cardiovascular disease, and your blood pressure is a little high. But I wouldn't put you in a very high risk category that, you know, you would succumb to COVID without the shot. The shot, which incidentally is of limited efficacy against this strain of COVID, which is much milder than the initial strain of COVID. So at this point, I think it's a reasonable position to push back against suggestions from your doctor to take the COVID shot. I mean, I got to say that. Now, that's a controversial point of view, but that's what I'm advising patients these days. And yes, you know, if you're very immunosuppressed, perhaps you've been given cancer chemotherapy, or you're on an immunosuppressive drug, or you're very frail, well, maybe, just maybe, you might derive a benefit from the COVID shot, and the benefit might outweigh the slight risks associated with it, because the risks are not, you know, 50% of people getting side effects. They're maybe, you know, more on the order of 1 in 1,000. But still, those side effects can be severe. So I take your point, and I thank you very much for sharing your opinion here on Intelligent Medicine. All right, as you know, I am a big proponent of CBD, that's short for cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I found that it helps people relax and it can support restful sleep. It's a real breakthrough in herbal products, perhaps one of the most important ones to have occurred this decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve collection, a gummy. The Reserve collection is a specially created brand of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30. Forget this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve collection gummies. Okay, long COVID is a thing. And I think to some extent it's confusing because sometimes people who feel crappy after COVID, it's not because of COVID. They just, I mean, I wish I had a buck for anybody who felt crappy who came to me before COVID. That's, you know, essentially what I do in the practice of medicine, to treat people who suffer from loss of energy, you know, aches and pains, symptoms that are elusive. And that happened before COVID and will continue to happen long after COVID. Is it COVID-related? In some cases, it is distinctly COVID-related. People experience long-term symptoms after COVID. Similarly, some people, a smaller number but a distinct subset, experience long-term adverse symptoms after the shot. That's a form of long COVID vaccine syndrome. But in this study, they talk about a simple intervention, L-arginine, sometimes referred to as the pirate amino acid, L-arginine, and vitamin C. The two were teamed together and were administered to a group of patients in a single-blind randomized control trial, which is a high-quality trial published in a journal called Nutrients. And what they did is they gave them 3.2 grams of L-arginine and a gram of liposomal vitamin C for 28 days, just a short-term intervention. What they found was that compared to placebo, because they had a placebo group that got, you know, some kind of, whatever, inert pills, they found that the arginine vitamin C intervention significantly improved exercise capacity, muscle strength, endothelial function, and fatigue in adults with long COVID. So the statistics were as follows, if I can find the actual numbers. They found that hand grip strength increased by 3.4 kilograms. That's one way to assess strength, is just use a little dynamometer. It's a hand grip device that you squeeze. The ones who got the arginine vitamin C, 3.5 kilogram strength improvement compared to an increase of 1 kilogram for placebo. So, you know, look, passage of time, some people get better anyway, so they factor that in. And they found that there was an improvement in what's called flow-mediated dilation, which is a measure of circulation. They found that on day 28, 8.7% of the intervention group reported fatigue compared to 80% of the placebo group. Well, that's a dramatic improvement. So, yeah, this is one simple intervention. It's one among many, and I believe that there is a lot of room for integrative approaches to long COVID. And I employ many of these things. Why should L-arginine and vitamin C work? Well, vitamin C can improve circulation, but is it something that boosts energy invariably? Lots of you are taking vitamin C, and you know energy's not much improved. L-arginine works on the nitric oxide pathway, and we also like using dietary nitrates, beet-derived dietary nitrates, which you can get in capsule form or powder form, And they also can improve flow-mediated dilation by increasing nitric oxide that dilates blood vessels. And it's thought that nitric oxide may be an important mediator of long COVID symptoms. And by using arginine to boost nitric oxide levels, we may improve circulation, we may improve blood flow, and we may also improve the function of the brain and essential organs, the musculoskeletal system, that are involved in the experience of long COVID. So a very cool study, one among many interventions. I can tick off a dozen or more things that can plausibly be used for my patients who report long COVID. And this actually harkens back to the days when we worked with patients with chronic fatigue syndrome and post-Lyme disease, well before the COVID pandemic. These patients, patients with fibromyalgia as well, these patients also benefited from natural innovations, improved diet, and the right types of nutritional supplements, sometimes the use of hormone replacement therapy for thyroid, for testosterone, for estrogen, for pregnenolone, for DHEA. These are some of the things that get people off the dime. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 seconds of service.
This Memorial Day weekend, T-Mobile stands committed to honor those that we have lost in service to our country. To further show their commitment to the men and women of the armed forces, T-Mobile has pledged to hire 10,000 veterans and military spouses. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Boston, a big catch is typically the goal for commercial fisherman Aaron Briggs. But during outings with the charity Fishing for the Mission 22, what's biting is secondary to the experience of the veterans on board. If you look at every guy on the boat, they usually have a smile on their face, Briggs said. Harold Skelton said he has enjoyed fishing since childhood. Skelton served in the Air Force. He said fishing brought him peace at a time when little else could. I ended up getting med-boarded for some issues I was having in my own personal life with my deployments, he said. Skelton said he had dreams of joining the Drug Enforcement Administration, but struggled after serving in Kuwait and Iraq. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
At Sunbelt Rentals, tools rule. They also clean and cut, chip and chop. They construct and destruct, help you climb up high and dig down deep. We rent tools that do so much for those with so much to do. The right size tools for your size jobs, and the expertise to help you rent the perfect one every single time. So next time you need a tool that nails, screws, paints, or polishes, rent in-store, online, or in-app at Sunbelt Rentals, where tools rule.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number this hour and next. And the hockey playoffs are underway now, and I must say that unless my home teams are in it, I kind of lose interest. Hockey is kind of low in my sports hierarchy. Although I do credit hockey with an important discovery when I was a kid. I used to watch hockey, and I could no longer see the puck. And I discovered around the age of 10 that I was nearsighted, and then started to wear glasses. So there's an article here about fighting and penalty minutes in the National Hockey League. And you know the old joke, I went to a hockey game and a game broke out. Okay? It's kind of standing the paradigm on it saying a fight broke out. No, amidst the fights, a game broke out. And there are hockey players who have earned the title of enforcers. They have more career fights and penalty minutes. And they're basically designed to block out other players and throw them against the boards and sometimes engage in fisticuffs with them, basically to intimidate them. And it's part of the game. It's a rough game. So they did a big study of over 6,000 NHL players from 1967 to 2022. And what they found was that NHL enforcers died approximately 10 years earlier when compared with other NHL players. The causes of deaths in the enforcers included neurodegenerative disorders, drug overdose, suicide, and motor vehicle crashes. 21 of them died from those causes, whereas only one of the 24 age-matched controls died of any of these causes. So they're more reckless. Maybe they have more brain injuries. Maybe their personalities make them more predisposed to drug overdose and suicide, which are deaths related to violence or personality disorders. And so it's kind of interesting. These findings, they say, suggest that NHL enforcers with 50 or more career fights or three or more penalty minutes per game died 10 years earlier when compared with age-matched NHL player control. So I don't know. Maybe they'll do something about that in the interest of those enforcers who are higher risk of dying. Maybe they should encourage that. You know, that's not also a great example for kids watching the sport who, you know, play the sport. Is that what we're striving for? Okay, we got a caller, 877-726-8255. James with, where are you from, James?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay, James, and are you listening to the program live or online?
Well, online.
Okay, great. What's your question?
I couldn't find the station here. I didn't.
Yeah, that happens. That's actually one of the ways that people can listen, because we're not everywhere. We're on about 90 or 100 affiliates across the country. But sometimes when you're out of radio range, you go online and listen online. That's the new way of listening these days. Okay, go ahead.
Well, before the question, I thought I might say you might be classified as a medical enforcer yourself there, so you might want to be careful.
yes,
the other
maybe
thing, I've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Doctor recommended the R-CHOP concoction of drugs there, I guess, which admittedly, according to him, has an 80 to 90% remission rate, which is pretty impressive. With that said, are there any alternatives to that?
That is a good question. And NHL, same initials, right? Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is a condition that often occurs in young people. And how old are you, sir?
Well, old, 73.
Okay, so you're a little bit an outlier in that respect. And the good news is that you have, this is a form of cancer, let's face it. But it's really a success story among cancers. Because, as they say, you have an 80 to 90% chance of recovery from it. And I got to say that for cancers that are not well treated, where the survival rate, even with the most advanced high-tech interventions, is really poor, we might consider alternatives. But I've actually seen integrative doctors who specialize in cancer undertake the natural treatment of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma with bad results. I've looked at that and I've said, you know, why are they using a Rube Goldberg approach, like an unnecessarily complicated and untrustworthy approach to treat something that can be reliably treated with conventional therapy? And therefore, I suggest that you get the conventional therapy, but work with a nutritional oncologist or an integrative naturopath who specializes in oncology to determine if there are any things you can do supplement-wise to help the therapy or to help reduce the potential damage that it might cause to your system. And that's where I think the synergy is using an integrative approach, using conventional treatment, but supporting it with the right supplements and the right kind of diet. I think that makes a lot more sense. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstra. President Biden hailing the budget and debt ceiling agreement as good news for the American people.
With time running out before a possible government default, the President and House Speaker McCarthy reached a final agreement.
Takes the threat of catastrophic default off the table.
Both the Speaker and the President acknowledged that both political parties made compromises.
No one got everything they want. But that's the responsibility of governing.
The bill now moves to the full Congress and must be passed by June 5th to avert a first-ever default. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Overseas, Turkish President Erdogan wins re-election Sunday, extending his increasingly authoritarian rule into a third decade. U.S. authorities have arrested two suspected Chinese government agents in connection with an alleged plot by Beijing to disrupt and ultimately topple the exiled anti-governmentist Falun Gong spiritual movement. Defense analyst Frank Gaffney with the Center for Security Policy says China's cruel treatment of its own people is a gauge of how the communist nation would treat its foes.
Crimes against humanity on a scale unimaginable. 100 million people killed, 400 million more killed in the womb. Nobody in history, no combination of tyrants in history has done anything remotely like that.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Gaffney says former President Trump accurately recognized the danger which China poses to the United States and to the rest of the world.
I think President Trump understood the China threat long before he became president, wrote about it a lot, spoke about it incessantly. He was stymied.
Meanwhile, separately, Taiwan's defense ministry says it detected three Chinese warships passing through the Taiwan Strait, including the Shandong aircraft carrier, as Beijing keeps up pressure on the self-ruled island. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The U.S. government's canceled plans to award a $200 million grant to a U.S. battery manufacturer.
This comes amid criticism from Republican lawmakers over the company's alleged ties to China. Texas-based Microvast was one of 20 companies to win preliminary grants totaling $2.8 billion to boost domestic manufacturing of batteries for electric vehicles. The company is building a battery plant in Tennessee and was in talks with the Energy Department for a $200 million grant. The department isn't offering a specific reason for the decision. Microvast considering all options in response. John Scott reporting.
A suspect's been arrested in connection with five separate shootings in the Phoenix metro area that left four people dead and one woman wounded. Mesa police say the 20-year-old was taken into custody on Sunday in suspicion of four counts of first-degree murder. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A hero is coming home 79 years after he was killed in combat.
The military says an Army Air Force pilot from Pennsylvania killed during World War II has now been accounted for. Officials say 25-year-old 2nd Lieutenant James Litherland of South Williamsport will be buried in his hometown. In February 1944, Litherland was the co-pilot of a B-17 that was struck by anti-aircraft fire following a bombing raid in France. His remains were not identified until more material was recovered from the crash site in 2018. Jason Walker reporting.
Rescue operations underway after part of an apartment building collapsed in the eastern Iowa city of Davenport shortly before 5 Sunday afternoon. Fire crews rescued 7 people, escorted more than a dozen others from the building in the initial response. More at townhall.com.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Okay, folks, it's comedy time as we begin with a radio version of a 1945 motion picture. And later we have a skit of Baby Snooks and Daddy, starring Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford. This opening series joined the movies adapted for radio game a little late. Lux Radio had been doing it since the mid-1930s, and the Screen Guild Theater had also started in that decade. Well, despite its late start, debuting in 1949, the Screen Director's Playhouse was very well produced and offered up quite a variety of episodes. In the example we have right now, the lead actress is indeed back, but she'll be joined by some quality radio actors in support, including Frank Nelson and Hi Aberback. Jimmy Wallington announces, and it's from June 2nd, 1950.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television, proudly presents...
Screen Director's Playhouse, star Rosalind Russell, production She Wouldn't Say Yes, director Alexander Hall.
The Hollywood Screen Directors present a scheme for psychiatry. Tonight, for the first time on the air, the motion picture comedy, She Wouldn't Say Yes. Starring Rosalind Russell in her original role of Dr. Susan Lane. There was once a girl named Susan. Susan Lane.
Dr. Susan Lane?
The eminent psychiatrist.
Exactly.
A very well-balanced personality.
Strongly disciplined.
No time for love.
Well, not that strongly disciplined.
There was also a young man named Michael Kent.
The cartoonist.
The eminent cartoonist.
And creator of the Nixie.
Nixie?
Yes, my cartoon character. He's the little elf who sits on your shoulder when you see a beautiful girl and says, "Go get her."
Well, does he say it very often?
Well, that's between you and the Nixie.
Well, is the girl usually cooperative?
Well, that's between you and the girl.
Thank you, Mr. Kent.
Well, now I have to pick up my train tickets. Going back to Chicago, me and the Nixie.
Oh, pardon me. Whee! engrossed in your newspaper, but I'd like my tickets, please.
Oh, reading about the Nixie. Sits on a fella's shoulder, tells him to go ahead and throw an egg in the electric fan.
You mean that horrid comic strip character?
Say, you ain't got an egg in your purse, have you?
Yes, but I'm saving it for Easter. Now, I'd like my tickets to Chicago, please. My name is Dr. Lane.
Say, you a medical man?
Only around the edges of my diploma. The tickets, please.
Lane. Say, got them here.
Say, I'll take them.
Car 9, upper 9. Easy to remember. 9 goes with Nixie.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'll go without them.
Oh, but it isn't.
Isn't what?
All the same to me.
Say, can I help you, bub?
Yes, I'd like my tickets, please. Berth to Chicago.
Do you usually barge into other people's conversations?
It all depends on the people. Now, take you, for instance.
You'll do nothing of the kind?
Attractive, slim ankles, neat legs.
Oh, brother, a nylon salesman.
They got a reservation, bub?
Yes, name's Michael Kent.
Kent? Say, you the fella what draws the Nixie?
Yeah, I happen to be the fellow what does that.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Raising that little fiend who goes around wheedling people to destruction.
Not destruction, freedom. You ought to listen to him sometime.
Sorry, bub. No reservation.
Pardon me, bub. But if I can just have my tickets, you and Mr. Kent can put your Nixies together and talk this thing over.
Here's your ticket.
Thank you.
You're leaving?
Just as fast as my slim ankles and neat legs can carry me. Just a warning, Mr. Kent. You and your Nixie might well conceivably be undermining the morals of this country.
Well, what about yours, personally?
Undermining my morals, Mr. Kent, is a job for a bulldozer. And not a Nixie. Goodbye.
Interesting girl. It's too bad.
I know where you can rent a cheap bulldozer, bub.
No, just a berth to Chicago, please.
Ain't got one. Say, I can hear that Nixie whispering in my ear now.
Yeah, what does he say?
Just found a berth to Chicago. Bub, I'm a nip. Car 9, upper 9. 9 goes with Nixie.
Yes, sir?
Cue believer, please. Pardon me, miss, if I could just... Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Not the Nixie again.
My, you're sure a sight for sore eyes.
Just keep your sore eyes off my ankles.
Right. Can I buy you a drink?
No, thank you. I'm just waiting
never
for my berth to be made up.
Like this. The wrong car, the wrong train. Tell me, conductor, it is a train, no?
Well, it isn't the night boat to Albany.
Take me away from all this. I can't stand
that blonde blizzard that just went by was Allura.
Allura?
Yes, she's the gal who wrote Biography of a Blonde. 315 pages and a different man on every page.
Oh. Now, there's a girl with too many Nixies in her grape nuts.
I had nothing to do with it. By the way, what's your name?
Dr. Susan Lane.
Doctor? Why doctor?
Well, it's really very simple. I call myself doctor because I'm a doctor.
Selling much snake oil lately?
I happen to be a psychiatrist.
You mean you go around messing in people's minds?
You don't have to worry. Your mind's already a mess.
Well, as a psychiatrist, what would you suggest?
A slush pump connected between your ears.
Well, I guess that settles my hash.
Your hash, Mr. Kent, was settled the moment we met. And now, good night. I'm very tired.
Good night. And, Susan.
Yes?
Don't forget to dream of Nixies.
Mr. Kent.
Yes, Susan?
Nuts to your Nixies.
Conductor.
Yes?
Is this my berth?
Let me see your ticket. Yes, car 9, berth 9. 9 goes with noodles.
Noodles?
I like noodles.
Oh.
You're going to be mighty crowded up there.
I don't mind.
When I was your age, neither did I. Let me help you up. Upsy daisy.
Thank you. Now to get these darn curtains open. Conductor, there's a woman in my berth.
That's your prize. It's just like a box of Cracker Jack.
Mr. Kent.
Susan.
This is carrying a flirtation too far.
Then get out of my berth and stop encouraging me.
You take your place. Right away from here. Bring between those curtains or I'll slap it.
I'm getting into my berth.
Well, you asked for it.
Well, well, did you fall out of Betty Vine?
I was thrown out.
And if he comes back here, I'll throw him out again.
It's my berth.
It's my berth.
Yeah, of course, it's both your berths. Cozy, isn't it?
What?
You both have the same berth. You're married, aren't you?
We are not.
Well. You realize this puts me in an embarrassing position.
Well, you want to swap?
Why couldn't you have been married? Now I'll have to make out a report in triplicate.
Okay, if it makes you feel any better, we're married. Good night.
You stay out of here.
Is that woman molesting you?
Molesting him? I'll murder him.
Murder? That's another report in triplicate.
Now look, conductor, can't you do something to straighten this thing out?
Well, I'd like to, but I have to find a doctor on the train.
Well, I'm a doctor.
You?
Yes, me. What's the trouble?
Yeah, that blonde in drawing room A, Allura, she tried to crawl out the window.
Good heavens.
Ooh, she's a wild one.
So what made her wild?
She says men did it.
Oh, I know just what she means. All right, I'll get down. I'll take care of her. Well, I'd like to talk to you first. I'm Dr. Lane, a psychiatrist.
I am Allura. How do you do? And now you will excuse me. I must go kill myself.
But why?
I read my own book. It makes me sad. I am Bolivian. When Bolivians are sad, it is terrible.
Well, nothing is that terrible.
Look at my life. Really, I love only three men.
Well, that's a pretty good average.
But I kill them.
Say, I've got one outside you might get rid of for me. Did you say you killed them?
Yes. I kissed them.
And that killed them?
Yes.
Bolivia must be quite a country.
I kiss them and they die.
Right in your arms?
No, they wait a while. Then they get hit by trucks.
Trucks?
They all have accidents.
Oh, what a lure. You can't blame yourself for that.
Oh, yes. Three times the men belong to other women. The women blame me because their men are killed. It is my fault. I kiss them to death.
Now, that's ridiculous. You are merely the victim of an unfortunate coincidence.
Oh, no. When Allura loves another woman's man, poof, he dies. So, I kill myself and remove the menace.
I see. Now, Allura, as a psychiatrist, I find your neurosis comparatively simple. All you have to do is kiss a man who's attracted to you. And when he continues in good health, you'll know that your neurosis has been completely cured. It's like taking an aspirin.
I want no aspirin. I want page one.
Page one?
Of my book.
Oh?
I make him up. He is my favorite. He is a beautiful hunk of man. So handsome and tall. Come in.
Susan, it's cold out on the observation platform in my pajamas.
Why don't you get off and run for a while?
Look, are you going to use the berth?
No, I'm not. I'll be staying here all night until we get to Chicago.
Ah, he is beautiful.
Allura, what are you staring at?
Him.
Me?
You.
Why?
You are my page one. You are my box of aspirin.
Oh. Allura, this is Michael Kent.
Hello, Georges.
Stay away from me.
Stand still, aspirin.
Aspirin, huh? Mr. Kent, I just had a wonderful idea.
You stay away from me, too.
How would you like to have dinner tomorrow night?
With you?
At my apartment.
You have crossed me double.
Well, thank you. The Nixie did it, huh?
Yes. For what I have in mind, he certainly did.
Then it's settled. Good night.
Good night.
So, you are fiddling in my box of aspirin.
Now, look. You're the one who's going to have dinner with the aspirin.
What?
It's a plan. I won't even be there.
No?
He's all yours, from his knees to his nixies.
Why do you do this for me?
Because I'm a psychiatrist, and I think that Mr. Kent is the proper treatment for you. It'll remove your neurosis.
No other reason?
Well, it'll also remove Mr. Kent. I happen to know that he's bothering a certain woman.
Oh, he bothers me, too.
Well, he bothers her in a different way.
For this, I send you stupendous gifts.
Just the usual fee.
I send you flowers, lilacs. I love lilacs. I send you so many lilacs, you will hate lilacs.
Isn't psychiatry wonderful? You'll have a treatment, Mike will have a romance, and me?
Yes.
I'll have lilacs. You know, I think I ought to see a good psychiatrist.
You are listening to the Screen Directors Playhouse production of So You Wouldn't Say Yes, starring Rosalind Russell and presented by RCA Victor. According to RCA Victor, dealers across the country, thousands of American families are spending their 1950 vacation money in a brand new way. Instead of going somewhere for a couple of weeks by car or train or boat, they're going everywhere for 52 weeks by RCA Victor television. Yes, every day's a holiday when you own a television set like RCA Victor's beautiful 16-inch console, the TC-166. You'll never stop marveling over its huge, clear, radiant, steady pictures and its glorious golden throat tone. They're RCA Victor's finest, which, as you know, means the finest in the world. Find out from your RCA Victor dealer how easily this superb console can be yours. Here's wishing your whole family a daily holiday trip to everywhere by RCA Victor Television. America's first, America's finest, America's favorite.
We've got more from the Screen Directors Playhouse right after this short break. Stay tuned.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 16th Annual Taste of Reading 2023, Sunday, June 11th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.com. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, the Stonehearts, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Mark Maccabee and the Ghost Highways. Enjoy fun with the whole family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come on down to the 16th Annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 11th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ever with that wild gleam in your eye.
If I have to belong to someone, it might as well be you.
Uh-oh, the Nixies are in again.
Well, it's perfectly natural. I happen to have fallen in love with you. Let's try an experiment.
Really, Mr. Kent?
Yes, really. I'll put my arms around you.
Well, Mr. Kent, as a psychiatrist...
And hold you very close.
Well, technically, this isn't an experiment.
Let's not get technical. Listen.
Hmm? Listen to what?
The Nixie.
Oh, I don't hear any Nick. Oh.
Now, go ahead and talk like a psychiatrist.
That kiss, I don't know what to say.
Then talk like a woman.
Yes, Mr. Kent, I think you'd better leave.
You don't really think so, but I will. Temporarily. Good night, Susan.
Hey, Tootsie.
What? Who's that?
Me, stupid. The Nixie.
Nixie? That's ridiculous. There's no such thing.
Okay, have it your way. Why didn't you kiss him some more?
Now, don't be revolting.
Why not? You're revolting. You're revolting against the things you want to do. Think it over, kiddo.
So, huh? You are some fine doctor.
Allura.
He waited for you. I see from taxi. It is you he wants.
You see, we'll just have to find someone else for your treatment.
I don't want someone else.
But he explained your neurosis can only be cured by men who belong to other women. And Mike doesn't belong to anyone. The treatment doesn't have any teeth in it.
I take him without teeth. But maybe you want him for yourself.
Me? Well, now, that's fantastic.
Okay. But if you don't help me, I will help myself.
Oh, no, don't do that.
What then?
I'll let him think he belongs to me. Then you can do what we planned.
Hmm. And I will send you lilacs. Uh-huh. Good night, Doctor.
Good night.
Hey, kiddo.
Are you back again?
Pretty neat trick you pulled there. Pretending to lure you don't want bite for yourself.
I was not pretending.
Okay. I'm only a Nixie. What do I know? But turning that blonde loose on him.
What do you mean giving me that? You must think I'm so much in love I'm out of my senses.
Well, you're talking to a Nixie, aren't you?
My, what impressive offices you psychiatrists have.
The surroundings, Mr. Kent, aren't important. I've asked you to drop around because of our psychiatric problem.
I don't have any psychiatric problem.
But I have.
Well, what's the trouble?
Nixies.
Nixies?
I hear them.
Well, just lie down on the couch.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Now, you wait just a minute, Doctor.
Well, certainly not. This is serious. You hear Nixies. What do they say?
Oh, terrible things.
It's like what?
Like I'm in love with you.
Oh, that is terrible.
I want to try that experiment again.
Experiment?
Yes, the...
Oh, the experiment. Yes, fine. Relax.
Oh, good Lord, I like it. This thing can be definitely habit-forming.
Well, Susan, that's the general idea. They call the habit marriage.
Mike.
Susan.
Well, Doctor, aren't you overdoing it a little?
Huh? Oh, quiet, Allura. I just asked her to marry me.
So soon, Dr. Lane? Oh, you're wonderful.
What does she mean, so soon?
Last night, she told me she will fix it so she belonged to you, so your teeth would be in my treatment.
Is this true, Susan?
Oh, that's the trouble with those darn Nixies. They get you into these things and then they disappear.
All right, Susan, have it your way. Blondie, it's nice to be wanted. Let's go.
Okay, Georgie.
But Mike, you're risking your life if you go with her.
Well, it's a wonderful way to die.
Yes. And if you cure me, I send the doctor lilacs.
Yeah, just what the doctor ordered.
Dr. Lane.
Please, Albert. I'd like to be alone.
The boy from the florist delivered these flowers.
Lilacs?
Lilac bushes.
Oh, bushes? Oh, that's terrible.
All right, Albert, that did it.
Thank you, sir.
You?
How do I look with lilacs in my hair?
Why don't you go back to your blonde?
Oh, I ditched her to go and buy these lilacs. Had a tip from a Nixie, straightened everything out.
Oh, Mike. Mike, I'll never be well balanced again. I'll be irrational and illogical and... I'm very much in love.
So, you do it again.
Oh, no.
Allura, now you go get yourself another aspirin.
He is my aspirin.
He is mine.
He is mine.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Boy, this is living.
You take your eyes off him.
You take your hands off him.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you will.
Oh, no, I won't.
Oh, yes, you... Allura, you are a spoiled brat.
I have father's mustache.
A Bolivian from Brooklyn.
Listen, if you want the joint that bad, you got him, sister.
Psychiatry doesn't work in Brooklyn anyway.
Well, Susan, now that you've got me.
Come here, Georgius.
Kiss me.
Huh?
My little box of aspirin.
Susan, remember, you're a psychiatrist.
Ah, your father's mustache.
Oh, Susan.
Well, kiddo, that's the way it's done. See you in the funny papers.
Who's got time for funny papers?
What, darling?
Just to kiss me.
This is Jimmy Wallington speaking. You have just heard the last act of She Wouldn't Say Yes, and our star, Rosalind Russell, with guest screen director Alexander Hall, will be with us in just a moment. Next Friday, the Screen Director's Playhouse brings you two stars in a domestic comedy of terrors. Our story is Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House. And our stars are one of Hollywood's most charming couples, Cary Grant and Betsy Drake, with Screen Director H.C. Potter. Now, here again is tonight's star, Rosalind Russell. Well, Rosalind, you know, I was certainly relieved when you finally said yes.
Why, Jimmy, you should have expected that right along. Now, fiction's just like real life. We girls may stall for a while, but really our motto is always double or nothing, especially in June.
Yes, especially in June is right. You know, it seems as if all the kids I know are getting married this month.
Well, it's that way every year. When June is busting, I'm busted buying wedding presents.
Well, there's a remedy for that this year, Roz. Just give every young couple the finest and the least expensive automatic phonograph ever made. RCA Victor's new Victrola 45.
Now, that is an idea, Jimmy. I remember I only paid $29.95 for my Victrola 45. It's a marvelous buy.
Oh, it certainly is. But when it comes to marvelous buys, you ain't heard nothing yet.
Now, Jimmy, do be careful of your English. It might be somebody's mother tongue.
Well, all right, I'll try to put it a little more elegantly. In honor of the first anniversary of the evolutionary 45 RPM system of recorded music, RCA Victor dealers are now offering a special anniversary album of 10 delightful records along with every Victrola 45 purchased for the usual price of the Victrola 45 alone, only $29.95.
You were right, Jimmy. I hadn't heard nothing yet. Now, what is in the album?
24 examples of the music America loves best, Roz, on 10 records.
Oh?
By such favorite RCA Victor performers as Vaughn Monroe, Freddie Martin, the Boston Pops, Tommy Dorsey. Everything from Ave Maria by Perry Como to the Donkey Serenade by Alan Jones.
Well, you might say, Jimmy, my favorite music for my favorite man or girl.
Right, Roz. And another favorite with every young couple is the low price of 45 records. They start at only 46 cents a piece.
Well, now, that's just about what my young friends will be able to spend per person per week. Perhaps. Jimmy, as far as I'm concerned, you've solved the wedding present problem for both the giver and the givee. Thank you.
Yes, and that's what Americans by the million are saying, Roz. Thanks to RCA Victor for bringing the finest recorded music ever achieved within the easy reach of even the newest American families.
I think it's only fair now that you should meet the Nixie in person. On the set of She Wouldn't Say Yes, he was the voice at our shoulder that whispered strange and beautiful commands. Actually, he's part Nixie, part Pixie, and every inch a director. For he's the fellow who's created such fine entertainment as Little Miss Marker, Here Comes Mr. Jordan, and The Great Lover. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexander Hall.
Thank you, Roz. You know you weren't so far wrong when you compared a Nixie to a director. After all, a Nixie's just a guy who goes around releasing the inner impulses of other people. And the director? Well, our job is pretty much the same. Only we call the inner impulses talent. And, Roz, you've got enough of that to occupy a whole nest of Nixies. I only hope I'll be one of them again soon. Good night, Roz. Good night, everyone.
And good night to you, Alexander Hall and Rosalind Russell. Remember next week, Cary Grant and Betsy Drake and Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House with screen director H.C. Potter, brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. She Wouldn't Say Yes was presented through the courtesy of Columbia Pictures, producers of No Sad Songs for Me, starring Margaret Sullivan, Wendell Corey, and Vivica Lynn Forbes. Rosalind Russell can currently be seen as the star of the Columbia Pictures comedy Woman of Distinction. Alexander Hall's latest production is 20th Century Fox comedy Love That Fruit. A portion of tonight's program is transcribed. You are invited to listen again next Friday when RCA Victor presents...
Screen Directors Playhouse, stars Cary Grant, Betsy Drake, production Mr. Blandings Builds His Dream House, director H.C. Putter.
Listen next for Jimmy Durante on NBC.
From June 2nd, 1950, based on a 1945 motion picture. In that big screen version, though, Rosalind Russell was joined by Lee Bowman as Michael Kent, handled in the radio broadcast, I believe, by High Everback. Well, Alexander Hall, the director of She Wouldn't Say Yes, would also earn a Best Director Academy Award nomination for the 1941 fantasy comedy Here Comes Mr. Jordan. He lost the Oscar that year, though, to John Ford for How Green Was My Valley. But listen to the remaining list of Best Director nominees that year. William Wyler, Howard Hawks, and Orson Welles. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we will offer up a skit from Baby Snooks and Daddy, starring Fanny Bryce and Hanley Stafford. We'll be right back.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands, as a man who doesn't revel in violence, but who uses it because he lives in a violent place at a violent time, where only the violent can survive.
Matt.
Yeah, Kitty?
Nothing. I'm scared, but I can't ask you not to go. I guess I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, Kitty, I think you would.
Townspeople, ranchers, gunfighters, and lost souls are drawn to Dodge for encounters with Dillon. Some walk away, some don't.
All right, you men in there. And the marshal out of Dodge City. Now, we're looking right down your throat. You'll never make it shooting it out with us. Now, you throw your guns out and come on out and you won't get hurt.
You can't get us.
Well, that's up to you.
Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands brings you 30 stories of thrilling Western adventure. For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN7.
You ain't taking us!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN7 to save 50%.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for Fanny Bryce's Baby Snooks, with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. This skit originally aired as part of the Maxwell House Coffee Time Variety Show, back on the evening of January 22nd, 1942.
Can you give my dolly a haircut?
What for?
Its hair's grown too long.
Oh, don't be silly. The hair on a doll can't grow.
Why?
Because it isn't real. It's only made of wax.
The hair?
No, the doll.
Well, where did the hair come from?
I don't know. Maybe from a horse's tail.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did your hair come from a horse's tail, Daddy?
No.
Why?
Because it grew on my head. Does my hair look like horse hair?
Uh-huh.
It does not. And go away and leave me alone.
Well, I want you to cut my darling's hair.
No, I haven't got any scissors.
Well, then burn it off with a match.
No. If you put a match to that doll's hair, the head would disappear.
Why?
Because its wax melts.
Its wax melts what?
Its wax melts house coffee time.
Excuse me just a moment. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. Are you coming down?
Can't. In a terrible hurry. Have to catch a train in 7 minutes.
Oh, where are you going?
I'm taking Snooks to stay with her grandma for the weekend.
Oh.
I left her in the restaurant. We're getting a quick bite before we leave.
Well, I won't keep you, Daddy. So long.
Goodbye, John.
Goodbye. I hope he gets out of that restaurant in time to catch the train.
Take off your coat, Snooks, and I'll hang it up right here next to Daddy's.
All right.
Now let's eat in a hurry.
What's that sign on the wall, Daddy?
Oh, it's an old-fashioned sign they used to hang in all restaurants. It says, watch your hat and coat.
I'll watch them, Daddy.
Oh, never mind that. Just sit down and no stalling with your food. We only have 5 minutes to catch the train.
Why?
Because it runs on the schedule.
Don't it run on the track?
No. Just keep quiet and I'll order a quick bite.
From who?
From the waitress.
Are you going to bite the waitress, Daddy?
I don't bite waitresses.
Why?
I'm talking about food. Where the dickens is that girl?
Is that her with the short skirt?
Oh, yes. I wonder if she's got frog's legs.
Frog legs?
Yes.
You can find out if you look at...
Snooks! I know I can find out if I look at the menu.
I wasn't going to...
Never mind what you were going to say. I can't wait for frog's legs anyhow.
Why?
They'd be too long.
They look short to me, Daddy.
I'm not referring to the waitress's legs.
Now, what are you looking at them for?
I'm trying to attract her attention. Oh, miss.
Yes, sir?
A lettuce and tomato salad, some milk, a chicken sandwich, and a glass of beer.
One beer?
Just one.
Ain't you going to have none, Daddy?
It is for me. You're getting milk.
I don't want no milk.
Well, you have to drink milk, Snooks. It'll make you big and strong.
Like Aunt Sophie?
Yes.
I want a glass of beer.
Snooks?
I want a glass of beer.
Oh, don't be silly. You can't have beer.
Why?
Because it'll make you dizzy. And stop squirming in your seat.
I'm looking to see if our coats are still there, Daddy.
Never mind the coats. Tuck that napkin in your neck. Oh, here comes the phone.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you. Now, go ahead and eat your salad, Snooks.
I don't want to.
Well, why not?
Because I want some bananas.
They haven't got any bananas.
Yes, they have. Right there hanging on a stick.
Oh, you can't have those bananas. They're still green.
I like them.
I know it, but they're not ripe.
Why?
Because they're green.
Then I want some green beer.
No, it'll make you dizzy. Just eat your lettuce.
I don't want them. The lettuce is no good.
It is good.
But it's green.
What of it?
Well, if it's green, it ain't ripe.
Oh, stop that nonsense. Of course it's ripe.
You said bananas ain't ripe when they're green.
I know I did.
Then why is lettuce ripe when it's green?
Because that's the color of lettuce when it's ripe.
Well, what color is it when it ain't ripe?
Green! Green when it's ripe, and it's green when it's not ripe.
Did you drink some beer, Dad?
You're listening to Fanny Bryce, starring as Baby Snooks, and we'll be right back.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
How is retail theft affecting inflation? Target says they've lost almost $1 billion in inventory, and this is just Target. But did Target lose money, or did you? Corporations don't pay taxes because their customers pay those taxes in what they buy, driving the prices way up. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm
Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's influencer marketing expert and investor Denise Robertson.
There is a generation coming up behind me that was born with an iPhone in their hand practically and feels very, very comfortable and documents their whole entire life over video. And then there are folks that just have a knack, a DNA tweak that just makes them really great at it. For the rest of us mere mortals, it does take a lot of practice to get comfortable. And, you know, a big part of marketing in general for startups that I'm encouraging our clients to do is engage in founder marketing, where the founder of the company is also putting all of these sorts of tools into place.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Do you need to love the work that you do as a small business owner? I think it's yes. You must love the work that you do as a small business owner. Because every single day, especially when you're a solopreneur, you have the opportunity to quit. You have the opportunity not to put in the extra hours, not to follow up with the clients, not to become a better facilitator and deliverer of whatever it is that you do. You'll have so many chances to coast. And if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't have that internal fire to be the best, you probably won't make it. So do you need to love it? I say yes.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to Baby Snooks on When Radio Was.
You didn't make it, did you?
Oh, hurry up and eat your salad or we'll miss the train.
All right. Daddy.
What?
I just won't eat my tomatoes. I don't want delays. Lettuce.
Snooks, don't make me yell at you in front of all these people. You simply must eat the lettuce.
Why?
Because it's full of vitamins.
What vitamins?
Something in your food that gives it the necessary nutriment value. That plate of lettuce has millions of vitamins.
I don't see any.
I know you don't, but they're in there just the same. You can't see them, you can't taste them, you can't feel them, and you can't smell them. If they weren't there, you wouldn't be here.
Are you sure you ain't busy, Daddy?
Yes, I'm sure. Now, eat that lettuce before I stuff it down your throat. Oh, what's the matter?
I'm afraid of vitamins.
Look, Snooks, all food has vitamins, and each vitamin has a name.
Yes?
Yes.
Can I call this one Charlie?
No. They're called A, B, C, D, E, and G.
Where's F?
There is no F vitamin, just A, B, C, D, E, and G. And do you know what food contains them all?
Alphabet soup?
No, lettuce. Now, eat your lettuce. We haven't got much time left. Where's that clock?
Right behind you, Daddy.
Oh, good heavens. There's only 2 minutes left. Snooks, what's happened to your lettuce? It's gone.
Is it?
Now, you didn't eat it.
Didn't I?
You didn't have time to eat it. I just turned my head for a second. Did you hide it?
No.
Then where is it?
The vitamins ate it.
Oh, what's the use? Drink your milk and let's get out of here.
All right.
Now, wait, don't gulp it so fast. Snooks, you'll get sick. Snooks!
I finished it, Daddy.
You see? Now you have the hiccups.
Why?
Because you drank the milk so fast.
My tummy tickles me.
Take a little sugar. This will make the hiccups go away.
Will it?
Oh, know it. Now drink a little water and hold your breath while I count five. Now here. One, two, three, four. I told you to hold your breath while I counted five.
I know my breath, but the hiccups pushed it out.
Well, look, drink some more water and hold your breath. Now here. One, two, three, four, five. No! Oh! Oh! Let the water out all over me. Look at me.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Oh, well. Are the hiccups gone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It's better now. Back again, Daddy.
Oh, my heavens. No! To scare you. Move! Ah!
Excuse me, sir. Is something wrong?
I think my daddy had too much beer.
Nothing of the kind. No, never mind, miss. Everything's all right.
Yes, sir.
What's the matter with you, Silks? You know very well I was only trying to cure...
Come on,
Daddy. And it's all your... Give me that sugar. Do you hear me? What are you twisting around for?
It's the only way I can wash my coat.
Well, stop it. You don't see me washing my coat.
You'll have to. Some men took it 5 minutes ago.
Oh, no. Come on.
From January 22, 1942, Fanny Bryce is Snooks and Hanley Stafford is Daddy. It was a skit on the half-hour Maxwell House Coffee Time variety series, hosted by John Conte. Well, later in life, Conte got into the television business, but not in front of the camera. I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now, surf. Surf.
Ride the wave with MusicRewind.com and Classic Surf, a 3-CD set of 60 smash hits from surf pioneers such as Link Ray, The Ventures, The Beach Boys, Dwayne Eddy, Jan and Dean, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Classic Surf today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to transport yourself to a sun-drenched beach. Just enter or mention promo code SURF77 to pay the incredibly low price of $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Classic Surf now and ride the pipeline with the Shantays. Or do the surfer stomp with the Tufts and K-Bell. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and use promo code SURF77 to save on shipping. Or go to MusicRewind.com to catch that summer breeze and buy Classic Surf today. Remember, promo code SURF77 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's influencer marketing expert and investor Denise Robertson.
There is a generation coming up behind me that it was born with an iPhone in their hand practically and feels very, very comfortable and documents their whole entire life over video. And then there are folks that just have a knack, a DNA tweak that just make them really great at it. For the rest of us, mere mortals, it does take a lot of practice to get comfortable. And, you know, a big part of marketing in general for startups that I'm encouraging the majority of our portfolio companies and our clients to do is engage in founder marketing, and where the founder of the company is also putting all of these sorts of tools into place.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break I was talking about the Maxwell House Coffee Time variety show. Airing in the early 1940s, it featured comedy skits with Fanny Bryce as Snooks and Hanley Stafford as Daddy. But the show's host was John Conte. And I mentioned later in life he got into the television business, but he was not in front of the cameras. In the late 1960s, he founded television station KMIR in the Palm Springs, California area, and he built it into the third largest station in the Coachella Valley. He would sell it, though, in 1999, and currently it's NBC affiliate Channel 6. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but please take some time and visit our website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.